Was doing a little skiing earlier this week, actually, up at Lake Louise. It was, I wasn't sure what the conditions were going to be like, just because how warm it's been, and we've had a mixed amount of snow. It was actually pretty good. I was impressed with what they've done with the snow, and with the fact that, despite the warm weather, the ski season's still a go here. We've got some snow in the forecast, cooler temperatures this weekend. Could be some good long weekend skiing, I think, but not for one guy who attempted to do something kind of silly while skiing at Sunshine Village recently.
Yeah, he was out of bounds on Goat's Eye, took a peek over the edge on a cornice.
What, wanted to see what was on the other side.
Oh, what's over here?
And he got an up close and personal view when the cornice broke and he fell half a kilometer.
500 meters.
And survived.
Props to visitor safety specialist Grant Statham for talking to us. When it comes to visitor safety, they're very open at Parks Canada. Mm. These are messages they want to get out. Apparently you don't do that.
Don't stand on a cornice.
This is a location where people have actually been killed.
Wow.
In avalanches before. So it was one of two falls that they had to do rescues last week on. And the safety message has to be repeated time and time again. What are appropriate actions in a certain location?
I mean, in his defense, I guess, when you're on the side of the mountain, you really don't know what's on the other side. You don't know it necessarily if you're standing on a cornice. You should probably just avoid the area unless you're absolutely certain what it is you've got on the other side there. But even just looking at the picture on the Rocky Mountain Outlook, I mean, the distance he fell and the side of the mountain, I mean, it's huge. I cannot believe he survived. I guess helicopter crews, when they were coming down, couldn't believe that they actually saw the guy waving. But I mean, he did break his back. He did break his leg as well. He's got a long recovery ahead, but at least he will be recovering.
Yeah, 18-year-old from Enderby, BC. That'll definitely be something that he has to work through. It's a big accident to happen young.
I'm sure he won't be doing that again.